Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be studying together Mizmor Samechei, the 65th Psalm in the book of Tehillim. The general theme of this Mizmor is thanking Hashem for rain, thanking Hashem for bounty. Let's take a quick look at it through again the five prisms that we usually do, and they are the overview and structure of the Mizmor, the themes behind the Mizmor, events that occur behind this Mizmor, places it appears in the Tefillah, and perhaps a few psukim or words in the spotlight. Let's start with an overview and structure. There are 14 psukim in this Mizmor, and they are broken into three basic sections. The first pasuk, of course, is the Ketovet. It is the introduction, the superscription, which is Lamnatzeach, Mizmor le David Shir. This is to the conductor, a psalm of David as a song. It should be worthwhile noticing that the last word of this Mizmor, of course, is also Af Yoshiru. They will also sing. This is to be a song, which is very much to be an upbeat idea. This is not supplication. This is not a person in jeopardy, as many of the previous ones were. This is about singing to Hashem. In terms of the three sections, Psukim and Beis Tuhei, 2 to 5, are an introduction about describing how Hashem is the one and only address for prayer, because He answers prayers, He forgives sins, and He helps us. One of the examples are where He says, L'cho du'imyo sehila elokim b'tzion, l'cho yishalem neder, Hashem, you are worthy of the or silent of tefillah, you reside in Zion, and you are worthy of making promises to. The next section, Psukim Vov to Tes, is a second section which focuses on the praise of Hashem who created the world and runs it. And it's really a majestic description of all the intricacies of how Hashem creates the mountains and the rivers and sustain. It's an unbelievable, beautifully, beautiful poetic description. The words are difficult in Hebrew and English just to appreciate the complexity of the description of the world. And finally, the Mizmor closes Psukim Yud to Yudalad 10 to 14, thanking Hashem for the rain and the blessing of this specific year. It should be noted that the name Elohim, the name of Hashem, appears three times in this Mizmor, one at the beginning pasuk of each of these sections. So in pasuk Beis, Lecho Dunya Tehila Elohim B'tzion, in pasuk Vav, the beginning of the second section, Arayis B'tzedek Talenu Elokei Yishenu, and the tenth pasuk is the beginning of the third section, Pokarato Haaretz Vatesh. So that sort of breaks up the three sections where a person is seeing Hashem in creation. The central theme of this Mizmor seems pretty clear. This Mizmor seems to have been said in the Beis HaMikdash, thanking Hashem for a good year, a year of rain, a year of blessing. People come together over that. However, it could also be this Mizmor wasn't said necessarily in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather it was when the people experienced a drought. There was a famine, there was not enough rain in the land of Israel. We know that Israel is very much dependent on rain. People need to look heavenwards many times, certainly in the agricultural society, which affects the rest of society. And this seems to be referring to when the people experienced a drought, there was not enough rain. People gathered and admitted their sins, which is the way that Chazal have an entire Masechta called Meseches Ta'anis, about fasting, when public fast days are declared to be able for people to look internally, not to blame the weatherman, not to blame global warming, not to blame any of the other things that we like to talk about when bad things happen, but rather to look inside and say, what do we own in this? What responsibility do we bear? And after that, when that drought broke, when the famine was relieved, then the people say this Mizmor as an expression of thanks to Hashem. That's what seems to be happening over here. In terms of the sequence, it could be that this Mizmor is said in a sequence. So for instance, it could be that the first section was said as a person is approaching the Beis HaMikdash and describing the goodness of Hashem and moving into Asher Tivcharus Korev Yishkon Chatzirecho Nisbah B'tov HeBeisecho Kedosheich Olecho, talk about praiseworthy, a person who comes to the courtyards of Hashem, and therefore it's referring to the next step as a person is getting there and is actually fulfilling the promises they made to Hashem at the times of difficulty. It's worthwhile noting that as we move from section 2 to section 3, it's a fascinating shift. In section 2, the focus is Hashem orchestrating and running this world which He created, and section 3 is about how He gives bounty and rain to this year. And in a certain sense, it may be that section 3 is the way to look at section 2, meaning when we look outside and we say, wow, isn't that incredible? There was a good year, there was good winds, there was good rain, there was enough humidity, there was dew, the plants grew, they didn't rot, there was sufficient bounty. When we look at a year like that, then we're able to say and see that Hashem actually runs the whole world. He runs the mountains and the rivers and the winds, the natural disasters and the natural regular runnings of the world are in his control. So therefore, perhaps that's the way in to being able to see the greatness of Hashem. This is what the Mizmor seems to be arguing. In terms of events behind the Mizmor, in addition to this being a Mizmor, as is described, seems to be said in the Beis HaMikdash in response to the end of a famine, the Ibn Ezra does suggest that it was perhaps when David HaMelech was bringing the Aron to Yerushalayim, focusing on the first section of this Mizmor, where it describes how a person wants to come to Hashem in Zion, in Zion, and therefore it might be referring to when David HaMelech brings the Aron to Yerushalayim. The Radak expands it perhaps to the idea of Golos, where a person is in a state of famine, a person is in a state of deprivation, coming towards Zion, to Zion again, and that refers to the end of the drought, with this being the spiritual drought of exile. The Radak very often does this, and this Mizmor is no different. In terms of the places in the Tefillah that this Mizmor appears, it actually does appear a few places. So the Sha'arei Shamayim, which is the second volume of the Siddur of Rav Yaakov Emden, he describes how that it is a Takanas Go'onim. There was a decree of the Go'onim, which is the stage between roughly between the years 500 to 1100, from that period of time, of common era, where they said they instituted this Mizmor on a Tanis Tzibur when there was no rain. So like this Mizmor seems to be indicating, it was said actually at a time where people needed rain. And sometimes today, many people will include this as part of the practice as well. And this could be an indicator that this was said as a supplication rather than a thanksgiving. Meaning, it could have been that this Mizmor itself, in its first iteration, was actually said begging for rain rather than thanking for the rain which had already come. Just another way of looking at it. It is also worthwhile noting that this Mizmor is one of the 10 extra Mizmorim added to the Psukei Dezimra on Yom Kippur in the Sfardi Nusach. Some would also say this Mizmor on Sukkos, because that's the time when we start praying for the rain of the year. B'chag Nidonim Alayim, on Sukkos is when we're judged for water, and of course that's the beginning of the wet season when the growth is about to be undergone. It is worthwhile noting, Pasuk Gimel by itself does appear at the beginning of Slichos, in most of the Slichos, which is Shomer Tefillah, Oidecha, Kol Basar Yavo, all mankind comes to you, you who hear prayer. That this is said at the beginning of the Shomer Tefillah section, really towards the very beginning of Tzlichos. Pasuk Hey also appears in our davening. Ashrei Tivchar Uskarev Ishkon Chatzerecho Nisboa Betuv Beisecho Kadosh Alecho. Happy is the man you choose to bring near to dwell in your courts. May we be sated with the blessings of your house, your holy temple. When do we say that? Think about when we hear this. We all hear this. This is said at a bris milah ceremony. The next time you're at a bris, listen to what the mohel is saying as the baby's brought in. The first time a little boy is brought into shul, that's when they say, Ashrei Tivchar Uskarev Yishkon Chatzerecha. You know, praise there's a person who comes close to the court of God. This refers to the first and hopefully not last time that a child enters the house of Hashem. Finally, last pasuk just to focus on, and that is pasuk Gimel, the one at the beginning of Slichos, Shomer Tfila Odecha Kol Basar Yavo, that listen, Hashem, who listens to the prayers of all mankind as they come to you. It is worthwhile noticing just a really beautiful insight of the Shloha Kodosh, who notes in his book, Shnei Luchos Abris, on the section of Torah Shebichsav on Beshalach, Torah Or Tezayin, he says a remarkable insight where he says the word Odecha comes to actually the word Adi, which means a jewel or a crown. And he describes how the sages would say, Rabbi Pinchas, and the name Rabbi Meir, and the name Rabbi Yirmiyah, and the name Rabbi Chir Bar Abba, that when the nation of Israel prays to Hashem from around the world, obviously everybody's in different places, in different communities, even if they all happen to be in Israel, there's different shuls, in different communities, different places of tefillah, so everybody's davening independently. There's this, you know, dots of light from all over the world, and certainly today when Jews are across the entire diaspora of the globe, you can imagine sort of different moments in light when the circuitry is connecting and the lights are lighting up in this shul and that shul, this community, that community. And so what happens is at the end of the day, all of those tefillahs come together and there's a malach who pulls them all together. There's an angel who pulls them together and weaves all of those tefillahs together into a crown, into a jewel. And it's as is described, and it says, and he says, Notel es kol ha-tefillahs shistralu b'chol ha-knesiyot kulam v'oyseh otzom atarot v'notnam b'roshoy shel ha-kodesh baruch hu. And he gives it to Hashem to wear that day, Shenemar akudecha kol basar yavo. The crown of all of flesh will come to you, meaning all of our prayers. Never underestimate the power of every little strand, of every little jewel in that crown which we are contributing. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.